two of our biggest cities in Sydney and Melbourne are busy trying to find ways to revitalise their central business precincts in the wake of the pandemic. The latest initiative from the Melbourne City Council is to offer dining at a discount to boost its city hospitality and retail businesses. But at the heart of the problem are unused office spaces. At a time when affordable housing is also a big issue, New South Wales Chief Economist Stephen Walters has floated the idea of converting empty offices into apartments. Can it be done, and what's stopping it going ahead? To discuss, we're joined by David Stevenson, an architect and director of Lacoste and Stevenson. Hello and welcome.
Good evening.
This isn't a new idea. We saw it happen in the 80s, I think. What do those experiences tell us about what works and what doesn't work?
Well, I think the experience from the 80s show that the conversion of most CBD buildings are more for upmarket housing than having anything to do with addressing affordable housing. And I think there's a fundamental problem there.
Okay, so is there demand for this idea to be taken up again?
Look, there could possibly be demand, I think, for high-end housing in Sydney. It's going gangbusters again, possibly also in Melbourne. But as I said, I do not think it will help with social housing and affordable housing.
So what needs to be considered when looking at a redesign of an existing building? How feasible is this sort of idea?
Well, it's quite feasible. It obviously depends on the size of each floor and how deep it is and whether you can get natural light cross-ventilation into the inner reaches of apartments. They often tend to be quite deep in converted commercial buildings, which is not ideal. The more facade you have, the more windows you have, and obviously the better the amenity in the apartments.
So what needs to be considered when looking at it? What is cheaper to do? Is it to knock down and build a new building, or can you convert an existing building?
I was a bit surprised by the comment in the Guardian article on that. I actually would have thought that you could convert it at a cost saving. Whether it's huge or not is another matter. But I would have thought stripping a building back to its basic structure and then refitting and recladding it would be cheaper than building from the ground up.
While we might save cash in knocking down and starting again, what are the benefits in refitting an existing space?
Oh, well, obviously the environmental considerations are foremost, aren't they? To just dispose of a building because it can't be repurposed is really wasteful. The embodied energy that you're losing by trashing a high-rise building is enormous. To then replace it, of course, with often similar materials.
Given the world we're living in at the moment, where office workers aren't required or don't want to come into the office as much now that they've got new kind of way of working, what's the best use of these dormant spaces?
Oh, that's a hard question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that. I actually would like to see people encouraged to go back to the offices. I mean, I think we really, it's a very enjoyable part of life, working together rather than being just at home. While I appreciate the flexibility for people working at home, I think a mix of office and home would be good. And so I think we need to find ways to firstly get people back into offices and get them socialising again in that manner. Maybe partially they could be converted. Some go to apartments and then keep offices above. I think it's going to take some sort of lateral thinking on that in that way to come up with new combinations of mixed-use buildings.
Big question coming your way, but what do you think COVID-19's legacy will be for our cityscapes?
I think it's a really difficult question to answer, actually, isn't it? I imagine that people will come and go from the city in a different way and probably less frequently. I'd like to see more people living in the city. That's a really hard question to answer, and I'm not sure I know what the definitive explanation will be, but I really do hope people come back to work and socialise in the city.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
That's a pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
David Stevenson, an architect and the director of Lacoste & Stevenson, he's been my guest in on RN Drive. He's not in RN Drive. He can't be in it, can you? He's on it. Okay, clarified that.